Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. Joshua, chapter 14, verses 7 to 15. Let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 14, verses 7 to 15. I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, "The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified, but, the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Then Joshua blessed Caleb son of Jephunneh and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. Christians need to be cautious of three things. First of all, Christians need to be cautious of complacency. The scariest thing in life is a temptation to fall into complacency. Complacency makes us to be lazy and laziness causes our lives to fall down. Satan continuously puts us into complacency. If we fall into a trap of complacency, life becomes disorderly and it is easy to fall into corruption. When did David fall? It was when he was complacent. After he became a king, he fell into a trap of complacency and he committed a sin which would not be turned back. People were fighting and shedding blood in a battle, but he had a nap during the day and when he was walking by the palace yard, he saw Bathsheba who was naked and was having a bath. He could not control lust and he committed adultery. When David was fleeing away from the sword and javelin of Saul, he did not commit a sin. Actually, after he became a king and was complacent, he fell into a trap of committing a sin. We also need to be careful of complacency. Not having a meaningful time a lot is not a good thing. Living a life with a plan is important. Also, the other thing is we need to be cautious not to become worldly. In fact, when faith is falling down, it is not because of a big event. Without us realizing it, we become worldly and we fall down slowly. Becoming secular is a scary thing. Noah coated the surface of the ark with pitch so that water outside the ark would not enter into the ark. We need to stop the worldly current from coming into us. The time of Noah was like that. Sons of God saw beauty of people's daughters only and took them as their wives. God said that he regretted in making people. Sodom was like that. Everywhere, sex culture was corrupted. Homosexuality existed in this time as well. God judged them with fire. If we are not cautious, if we do not watch out and if we don't stay away from being worldly, faith falls down uncontrollably. The other thing is we need to be cautious of compromising. Moses rejected to compromise Pharaoh's deal and led the Hebrew people to exit from Egypt. Faith is rejecting to compromise with the things of the world. When we compromise with our circumstances and as we make compromises with the worldly way, from that moment, we start to fall down. The seventh king Ahab of Israel accepted Jezebel, a daughter of king of Tyre, a foreign land, as his wife for his political benefit. Since that, the faith began falling down. Their lineage was mixed with other lineage and the faith was mixed with the other idols. God shut the door of the heaven. Just because you lack the blood, you cannot add water to it. The truth does not change. Why are the gold or jewelry have value? It is because these do not change wherever these are. Have a look at the kings that were loved by God. They did not compromise with complacency, being worldly and they stayed away from being mixed up with other people from different blood lineage. They kept their own blood lineage and kept the faith. Our faith also needs to be cautious of these three things. These are complacency, being worldly and making a compromise. In that way, our nature of our faith does not fall down. Our church is now preparing for our 40th anniversary. 40 years ago, God saved the Hebrew people that were mourning in Egypt. Likewise, God allowed Yungan Church to begin, and in those 40 years of walking in the wilderness, He led us with the pillars of cloud and fire. He fed us by sending manna and quails. When we encountered Red Sea, God initiated the easterly wind and allowed us to walk on the Red Sea like we would walk on a land. This is 40 years of history that walked through the wilderness. But the aim of the Israelites was not the wilderness. It was about taking hold of Canaan, control it, and also enjoy the blessings of Canaan. Now, we need to get hold of Canaan, and we are preparing to share the blessings and grace with the world and with our neighbors. Caleb that comes up in our today's passage is like that. Although he was 85 years of age, he did not sit there still, and we can see that he enjoyed being challenged. We can see his hopeful faith where he says, "Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day." When they were diving up the land, he asked for the land of Hebron. Everyone did not like to have Hebron area because there were descendants of Anakites who were strong. Caleb asked for Hebron area and chose that area. What kind of person was Caleb? He was born in Egypt, and with Joshua, he came into the land of Canaan. He was the first generation survivor. He was one of the leaders of 12 tribes that inspected on the land of Canaan and came back. When everyone said that they cannot enter the land, he said, "Yes, we can enter it." He proclaimed it in faith. He was a man of faith. Also, when they were diving up the land of Canaan, he asked for the land which everyone feared about. It was Hebron area where the children of Anakites lived in. Everyone was fearful of them. But Caleb asked for this land to be given. In verse 7, as it shows, Caleb was a hard-working man. In verse 14, as it shows, in a chaotic time, he followed God only. He was a man of faith. At the moment, the society is chaotic. It is not only about whether the justice is right or not, and it is about a fight of liberalistic logic about whether something is on my side or your side. But not only the society is chaotic, but we are faced with a very chaotic time spiritually. The more chaotic it is, we get to request for a good leader even more. God also sought after a person that would change a history. In Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, look around and consider, search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city." Churches need to raise up this kind of one person. Wherever the jewel is, it shines. It is a person of faith that is like Caleb that went through the thorough training. More than anything else, Caleb was a committed person with a faithful heart. Let us look at verses 7 to 8. "I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." He lived a life with a genuine heart. Let us read verse 7. "I brought him back with a report." This means that he reported it as it is. He reported the truth to people as it is. Leaders that inspected the land of Canaan came back and said negatively about Canaan. Caleb said, "Yes, we can get in. God is with us, and the land is a promised land." He was not shaken. Even a majority number of people had different views from his. God blessed Caleb that was like this. It is not easy to confess faith when you are among a majority of people who are non-believers. You would have had this kind of experience at work or as you are running a business. Although you know that this is not somewhere that is a place of faith, rejecting the offer to keep the faith conscience is not easy. I felt the grace by listening to this testimony while I was treating the rally speaker before. Christian friends began a new business called Sun Woo Corporation. Whenever it is a time for them to receive fund from the supplier, they said, "Let's go to pub or let's go to the club." They offered that they would pay for the entertainment, but they would not go. Then supplier would not send them fund and make it difficult for them. One day, as the supplier delayed fund transfer, they were about to go bankrupt. They decided to give up on everything, but found out that the CEO of that supplier company was an elder. Somehow this CEO found out about this fact and called them. To an executive director that approves payment, this CEO gave this order. In whatever circumstance, prioritize payment to Sungwoo Corporation going forward. That is right. Caleb was a person that was like this. Every scout reported to him that they cannot enter. Caleb said, "Yes, we can get in." He reported saying they can enter. He was bullied by other tribal leaders, listened to the complaints from people, but he reported the genuine faith that was in his heart. God blessed Caleb that was like this. Also, Caleb did his very best in serving God. Let us read verse 8. It says, "But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." When spies made a report saying that they cannot enter, which showed their unbelief, people were depressed and all the dreams that they had for the past 40 years seemed hopeless. They blamed on God, blamed on their leader and wailed. In this situation, Caleb was not influenced by a crowd and served God wholeheartedly. God blessed Caleb that was like this. How often are we in this similar situation where we are influenced by a large crowd and although we know that something is wrong but we are not able to speak up properly? Right now, our society is like that. Although we discover something is an injustice, but how many people are out there out of politicians, academics and religious leaders that are able to say no that is wrong? Although a crowd would throw stones, this is a time when a leader that is able to say no, a leader like Caleb is needed. Caleb trusted the promise of God only and asked God for the hill country of Hebron. Let us read verse 12. It says, "Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified, but, the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Now give me this hill country." The land that Caleb asked for was a mountainous area of Hebron where the Anakites resided. When they were dividing the Canaan land, Caleb asked for the Hebron land and this was the land that everyone hated. If we look at verse 15, it says, "Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Out of descendants of Anakites, the strongest and the biggest men lived on this land. It was very difficult to cast these people out. But why did Caleb ask for the mountainous area of Hebron which had the worst condition? It was because the hill country of Hebron was the land that God promised that he would give them. Caleb did not intend to live a life easily but intended to live a life in faith. He did not fear about paying costs of making a sacrifice to see the will being accomplished. God blessed Caleb that was like this. Also, Caleb kept the promise of God in action. Verse 9 says, "So on that day Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.'" Caleb was a person of dream that trusted on the promise of God and asked for the hill country of Hebron. Whether the Anakites were on the land of Hebron or not, he believed in the promise of God. Faith is trusting the faithful promise of God and acting upon it. In whatever circumstances, Caleb trusted on the promise of God. Caleb spoke about the promise of God in faith and that faith was shown by his actions. These days, I heard that there are many believers that hide that they are Christians. At church, they are Christians, but at work or in the society, they live their lives hiding the fact that they are Christians. People say that it is impossible to succeed in the world and also at church at the same time. No, it is not true. Have a look at Daniel and Nehemiah that come up in the Bible. Babylonian Persian palace that they lived in were even more obscene and more difficult place than the world of these days. It was a place where it was difficult to keep faith and it had a lot of political strife. But, in those situations, Caleb was excellent, remained faithful and survived. He gave all the glory to God. When he stood on the side of God in confidence, God elevated him up, God gave him wisdom and was with him. Calvin says, "Faith is looking at God beyond the circumstances." By any chance, are you only focused at the descendants of Anakites, and neglecting the Hebron land that God gave you as a promise? Like Caleb, I bless you in the name of Jesus that you will hold on to the promise of God. God blessed Caleb that challenged himself in faith. Let us read verses 14 to 15. It says, "So Hebron has belonged to Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly." Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. As shown in verse 14, God gave Hebron to Caleb as an inheritance. It was because Caleb followed Jehovah wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly means fill and satisfy. This means that Caleb risked his life and followed the promise of God. God blessed Caleb that was like this. Countless number of Christians in the Middle Eastern region are being martyred. Islamic extremists told Christians just before killing them that if they say a word that denies Jesus, then they would let them live. But till the end, these people kept their faith. People were executed and their necks were slashed and people were thrown into the sea. Despite the most brutal persecution by Islam, the gospel is being spread ever more in Islamic area at the moment. I was so touched when I also saw an article saying that the people that look for the Bible reached it speak in entire history and the rate is increasing rapidly. Please pray for these people. At the moment, there are 250,000 Muslims living in Korea. 30 billion wons were spent in Tuan in constructing an Islamic mosque. We need to know that our country is not a safe zone from Muslims. They have a fecundity policy, so they give birth to so many children. A child that they give birth to becomes a Muslim 100%. They predicted that in 50 years' time, the whole world would be under a control of Muslim. Right now, Christians need to be fully alert. Like Caleb, we need to follow Jehovah wholeheartedly. When Caleb followed Jehovah wholeheartedly, God gave him Hebron land, a promised land as an inheritance. Also, the other blessing was that on the Canaan land, the war did not take place anymore. Let us read verse 15. It says, "Then the land had rest from war. The Canaanites no longer had strength to strike against Israel." As promised, God gave them the Canaan land. It was a victory that God gave them as He promised. Faith is fixing our eyes on God. It is focusing our eyes on God. When the Israelites were bit by a fiery serpent, if they put their head up high by listening to a saying that you will live if you look at the bronze snake on the staff, but they rejected it and died because of unbelief. My dear family in Christ, in uncertain time, faith like Caleb's is needed. In whatever circumstances, believers need to hold on to the promise of God and have a go. There are unexpected appearance of ambush in front of us and there are descendants of the Anakites in Hebron. But, do not be afraid. Let us trust the promise of God and have a go. God blessed Caleb that held on to the promise and asked for the hill country. At the age of 85, God gave him health and his strength was not weakened. God blessed Caleb so that spiritual health was not weakened as well. Also, God gave him Hebron land as promised as an inheritance. Like Caleb, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will hold on to the promise of God and have victories in faith. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.